talking about yesterday, you guys had a great one yesterday, 3-0. That 3-0 to start your coaching career. Did you ever in a million years imagine that was going to happen?
Yeah, no, not at all. You know, you take them as you get them, and, you know, winning's hard. And so, you know, we'll take every win we can get. And obviously it's a big contribute, you know, it's the kids that are, the reason why you're 3-0, right? You manage, you put it together, you organize, and then they go do the work. And, the accolades for myself are not what's important. What the kids are achieving on the field is what matters, and they're the ones that, you know, at the end of the day, that's they're the ones that get you the record you get, right? But it's been a great start. You know, we actually hosted Two Rivers yesterday, so that game got swapped that kind of last minute from their home game to then becoming a home game for us, and we rolled out Gavin Odman on the hill, and you know, he kind of fought it for the first inning, but, you know, found a way to get through it, and then from there he just he was on cruise control. He was dialed in. He was hitting his spots. The defense behind him was making plays when they had to. And he goes 7 innings strong, 82 pitches. You can't ask more for that from any high school pitcher. So, yeah, I was proud of him and proud of what he was able to do.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question was, he had a kind of a shaky first inning, but then I think he retired, or your team retired 9 in a row after that, and he was just in a complete zone. You know, we'll talk about, that and the pitchers that you have on your roster. I know we've talked about that a little bit, but, the confidence level that he got throughout the game, it felt like it got higher and higher.
Yeah, and that's exactly where it starts, right, is the confidence, right? So he came out the mound that first inning, like I said, we were able to get, he's able to get through it, and, it wasn't the greatest conditions. It was, we took IO, and the sun was up, and it felt, relatively nice, and by the time first pitch came, the clouds came out, and it felt 10 degrees colder, and so, that can play an effect too, right? He's warming up under a sunny sky, and next thing you know, he's in there, and it's, colder, hands might not feel the greatest, but yeah, he was able to figure it out. That third inning, he sailed through with, I think it was like 6 pitches. You get, any one of your pitchers gets a 6 pitch inning, that's huge, right? He's going to be available for you that much longer when he, conserves pitches like that. So yeah, he just got in his own, and he does his things. The things with our, our thing with our starting pitching is that, they're kind of, they're on their own as far as, their game day preparation, right? So they'll go through the normal, stuff, they'll hit right away with the rest of the group. And then after that, we let them do what they want to do, right? How do they prepare? Every kid's different, as long as, we tell them, hey, you need to be warmed up by this certain point, the rest is yours, right? And they do that very well. They're very responsible. They all have their own routines, and it seems to be working out. And then when you roll them out there, for their start, I think the confidence is the biggest thing, right? I mean, we can talk mechanics, we can talk this, our pitching coach, Derek Pfeffer, can see something maybe or what, but at the end of the day, it's all about confidence, in this game is huge, right? So it's, when you got the confidence, you got it going, you got the mojo going, you end up, more times than not, performing, fairly well, so.
Yeah, another thing I was gonna ask you about was you've got some pretty consistent offense so far this year. 5, 6, and 7 have been the amount of runs you've scored in the first 3 games of the year, and you've only given up 3 total. Talk a little bit about that consistency.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with our pitchers on the mound, right? Our hitters, is it's all about being confident, right? I'm not a huge mechanical guy. I got guys that do that for us, Coach Recca, Coach Pfeffer, they zero in on the hitters, but for me, it's, being confident, right? If you get in there and you're not confident, you're probably not going to fare well, right? And so, we don't put pressure on them. Everybody knows that we all want them to get hits, right? I mean, that's the whole point of the game. But we're not going to put that onus on them, right? You are going to strike out. You are going to go in a slump. But you just got to maintain that and be confident. And the guys are doing that well. They're performing well. We had another nice, 2-out clutch hit there in the third, I believe it was, bottom of the four. We had, we had tied it. We had second, third, and Carson Trujillo gives us a nice, hard hit ball to left field that scores both of them. That, you know, end up, you know, being eventually the winning, you know, the winning two runs and whatnot. So, you know, we had bats at bats like that. Tanner Hanselman had a great at bat. Alex Hendrickson is, you know, starting to come into his own, feeling more comfortable. So we're, you know, what we expected, what we saw yesterday, I think you can expect to see that, you know, on a more consistent basis as, you know, his young career gets going here, and then we get, you know, more full games, you know, full schedule of games behind, you know, under us. So yeah, he's doing well. You know, Jackson Schaefer, Connor Stoffel, having great at bats. You know, those are our two senior guys, along with two, you know, like our leaders, that, you know, veteran guys that have been there. They're not, you know, fear any pitcher. They're comfortable. They're calm. And so the rest of our lineup can, you know, feed off of them as well and see how they approach every at bat. And yeah, I mean, it's just been coming together nice. You know, and then on the flip side, you know, obviously we've gotten strong pitching from, you know, in all three games, strong starting pitching, and then the defense guys are taking care of the baseball. I mean, you know, when we get outs, you know, hit to us, we're making those plays. We're not leaving any outs. You know, we're not giving them extra outs. And obviously, in the game of baseball, when you give extra outs, 9 times out of 10, you know, crooked numbers start to show up on the scoreboard. So, very pleased there, and all around, just like I said, it's a great team effort by everybody. And, you know, as frustrating as it can be, as far as, you know, you play, you don't play, we're in the gym again today for practice, you know, yet to practice on a field. And so, you know, maybe that's the recipe. Maybe we practice in the gym all season long and just go and show up on a field on game day. But, yeah, everything else, I mean, we couldn't be more excited as a staff. You know, even our B squad and ninth grade teams are performing well on their end, too. So, just been a great start to the season for the whole program.
Yeah, and so looking ahead to the rest of this week, obviously the Tartan game not happening, but the South St. Paul game on Thursday and then the Matamidi game on Friday, which is probably circled on the calendar for a while. Just talk a little bit about those two games and you know, the mindset to know that you've got a defending state champ on the schedule in 2 days, but you can't look ahead because you got a game before that.
Yes, exactly. You know, you never can look ahead. You always got to take care of the one in front of you, and South St. Paul is the one in front of us. So we'll prepare for them like we would anybody else. You know, they have yet to play this year, so it'll be interesting to see how they roll out. You know, that's a program over there that, you know, from time to time have had their ups and have also had their downs, but you know, we're not going to, you know, disrespect them at all. We'll take them, you know, serious like any other opponent, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll roll out a lineup that is ready to go. And then Friday we go to Matamidi in the Class 3A state champs from a year ago. They did graduate a few guys that were, you know, big-time players for them, so it's maybe a different-looking team, but nonetheless, very well-coached, very disciplined, you know, play the game the right way, so we'll have to be ready to go there. So there's no doubt, I think we'll be prepared, and we'll do the best we can, and go from there.